How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello there, everyone. We're locked in for episode 239 of Locked On Thunder, presented by the Norman Transcript. I'm your host, Fred Katz. Locked On Thunder is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Head on to iTunes, search Locked On Thunder, subscribe to the podcast there, leave us a review. Once you're on that page, the reviews really help. 5 stars is nice, and actually taking the 30 seconds it takes to just write out a review really helps with the iTunes rankings as well. So it's always nice to have that if you're feeling generous and if you enjoy the show. You can find us on audioboom.com as well. Log on to normantranscript.com. Check out my blog, Thunder Road. It's under the sports tab on the site. You can see all my Thunder coverage there on Thursdays and Friday. I'll be back with an episode on Thursday. Today, I got Andrew Schlecht coming on from Down to Dunk, regular guest. Of course, Andrew's been on a million times, and we're going to be talking. Well, you know, it's we're recording this one on August 29th, so we're really just going to be talking about the random Thunder things that pop up on social media around this time of year. It's obviously quiet. We'll get into Russ's book a little bit, and we'll get into some other stuff, too. Before we get to Andrew, though, I just want to take a quick second to talk about SeatGeek, because buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated, but there's a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just 2 taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually just used SeatGeek to buy tickets to a Yankee game a couple of weeks ago. SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. Best of all, my listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LONBA today. Now, it used to be LO Thunder. Now it's LONBA. LO as in Locked On. That's promo code LONBA for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Quick break, and then let's get to that conversation with Andrew.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hi, so I'm here with Andrew Schlecht of Down to Dunk fame, of Locked On Thunder guest fame. Andrew, what's happening?
Just living the good life, man. I'm kind of hooked on these cinnamon bun Oreos. Have you ever heard of these?
I haven't heard of those, but that sounds amazing.
They're even better than you can imagine, and it's becoming a dangerous thing for me. We have them at my work, and it's really hard for me not to consume an entire box.
That sounds amazing.
But so my life is just completely perfect right now.
I love cinnamon, so I'm down.
Who doesn't like cinnamon? Cinnamon is great.
Cinnamon's delicious. Who doesn't like cinnamon? Who doesn't like Oreos? Done.
It's a great combination. I'm telling you.
That is a great combination. Although sometimes great combinations don't work. Like, you can have two great pieces and they can be just like Draymond and Paul George, and it just may not be great for people in Oklahoma City.
That does not work. It doesn't work.
I'm really excited about that. I was like so happy when I saw photos of Draymond and Paul George at rooting for like at the Mayweather fight. I was just, and like at the weigh-in, and Thunder Twitter is just freaking out, and I'm just kind of sitting there and like, I love it. I think it's hilarious. everyone's just freaking out, and I'm like, these are just two dudes taking a photo, and everyone's freaking out, and I am just laughing my ass off. I thought it was so funny. I'm sure you had a completely different reaction, but I don't care. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was so funny.
I did have a different reaction because we've been down this road before where it's like, oh, no big deal. Like, they can be friends off the court, not a big deal. And then it's a big deal. Like, big, it's a big deal. And I don't like it. I don't like him. I don't like him talking to my guys. Stay away from my guys, Draymond Green. We haven't even seen him play a game, and he's like already befriending him. And you know, in the back of his mind, he's like, man, the Thunder fans are going to love this. They're just going to really love it. And I 100% think he's thinking it. I don't care if anybody thinks otherwise. He's thinking it.
Oh, I don't think he's doing it because, like, he's fully aware of that. Of course he is. Yeah. Draymond's like the ultimate troll.
He really is.
But he loves it. That's part of why I think it's so funny, because I'm kind of a troll too. Like, if I didn't have the platform that I have, like, there's a decent chance that I would just be like a Twitter egg who tweeted at people like me, but not in even like a derogatory sense. Like, not the people, like, as a person who's just fully aware of the trolling, who purely just, right, like, I would aspire to just be a troll. That's all I'd really want.
I don't want you to be like the Draymond of Twitter, though. Like, don't do this.
I mean, it's too late.
I like you too much for you to be the absolute Draymond of Twitter, though.
But that is the magic of Draymond. You don't realize you're succumbing to the charm of Draymond while you're succumbing to the charm of Draymond.
I mean, if I could take away any bias that I have, which is a really tough thing for me to do, Draymond is great. Like, he's great on the court, off the court. The things that he says is great. But with my bias included, I hate him. Like, I can't stand that dude.
He's a great player.
Oh, he's so good. He's very good. I mean, we were talking in the offseason, because there's nothing else to talk about who's a top 10 player. And you have to bring him up because of what he does for the Warriors. You have to bring him up as a top 10 player.
Hey, he's second best power forward in the league in my IMHO. He is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to take out the humble because I'm not humble. But he's the only way I'm humble is if I'm like the most humble person in the world. But I think he's great. Like, with Blake Griffin's health issues, I think he's better than him. With the way that he plays both ways, I think he's better than Kevin Love. I think he's just a better – Paul Millsap's a similar type of player, but Draymond's just better at that type of player. I think he's amazing. I think he's an absolutely amazing player. I love those photos, though, man. They're so funny. They're hilarious.
Yeah, I wouldn't characterize them as funny. That's not what I would call them. I don't think they're funny, Fred. They're not funny. If as a Thunder fan, you just look at it and you just feel like you want to throw up. You're like, okay, come on again. Like, we can't do this again.
I get it. Not
at the hands of Draymond Green again. It just hurts too much.
Of course, that's what you do if you're a Thunder fan. It would be weird if you didn't have that reaction. Like, of course, that's what happens. Like, that's how being a fan of a team is. Like, duh. That's why I think it's hilarious. It's not that I don't understand it.
Because you know what's happening to everyone.
I don't think it's hilarious because I don't understand what's happening. I think it's hilarious because I understand exactly what's going through the mind of every Thunder fan, and that is hilarious.
it's such a disaster. It's so bad. And it probably means, I mean, they don't have, like, they don't really have the means to get him unless they pull off some kind of sign and trade. But still, you look at it and you're like, oh man, no, please. It's just like waking up, you know, from a nightmare. It's like Kevin Durant and that Nike commercial, waking up from a nightmare.
You know what, Thunder fans, I'll tell you something. No matter what happens this season, and I think they're going to be really good. Like, I'm now on record of picking them to win 52 games and get the four. And I strongly believe, like, I would not be surprised if they were top three in the West. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they were a top four team in the NBA, top five team in the NBA at all. I think they will be a top five or six team in the NBA. Like, they're going to be really damn good, really good. And I think they could be in contention for the Western Conference Finals. That's how good I think they can be. But no matter what bad stuff happens this year, like, no matter what, like, whether it's small bad, whether it's big bad, whether it just unexpectedly implodes for whatever reason, just think to yourself, at least, and this is what I am, so it's some bad stuff, at least I don't have to be a Jets fan.
That's true. That is so true.
At least I don't have to be a Jets fan. I'm telling you, there aren't very many things more depressing than that right now. I just got an alert on my phone. Jets Bleacher Report alert. Jets looking into market for running back Matt Forte. You know what the market is? There's no market for Matt Forte because he's terrible and he's like their best offensive player. You know how depressing it is to get an alert that Josh McCown has been named the number one quarterback? You know how depressing that is? That's like they gave everybody else a chance. They signed Josh McCown. They give everybody else a chance of like, okay, we really, really don't want Josh McCown to be our quarterback. Christian Hackenberg, go do something. Petty, go do something. And then they're both like, nah, I think we're gonna give it to McCown.
You know, I'm so sorry. I feel so sad. I feel so sad now.
Whatever. At least the NFL is like a corrupt organization, so I can fall back on that. And like I can bash the NFL and I can be like, nah, the Jets would be good if the NFL like were an ethical place.
Yeah. If they wanted them to be good, they'd be good.
Yeah, exactly. The Jets are just doing things the right way. Exactly. It's a depressing existence being a Jets fan. It's like really horrible. You know how sad it is when you go onto the ESPN.com page? You go onto the ESPN.com Jets page, and the lead story is, will the Jets go 0-16?
Oh, wow. That is really...
it's really depressing.
Historically bad depression.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm allowed to laugh at this Draymond Green stuff. Because that's not a real problem. No one's saying, will the Thunder go 0-82?
No.
That's not a real problem.
No, it's not. That's true. Yeah. But it's old. It's just old wounds, man. They're not even that old. Scabbed wounds, man. They're breaking up my scabs. It's not good.
That really is what Draymond did. Draymond like accidentally he kind of scratched your leg, and then you were like, well, you know, it's scabbing over, and like the leg is gonna heal. It's not broken. It's like whatever. And then Draymond came back and was like, hey, why don't I just like pick at that a little bit.
Get that scab.
Stuck a nail there. Just started like peeling off. Like, what are you doing, man?
Wait! I'm just trying to enjoy my Saturday. Hey! Stop that.
It's good. It's good stuff. NBA's always got the drama, and it's always good for like the harmless drama. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's August. It's August, and there's things to talk about in August.
That's true. Like Enes Kanter's abs.
Oh my goodness! That video.
Here's the thing, though. Do we know for sure? Okay, here's my conspiracy, my irresponsible conspiracy. Do we know for sure? I think that's the first time I've ever seen Enes Kanter with his shirt off. Do we know for sure that those are new?
I don't know. We got to do some research. I don't know. They seem new. When I saw them, I felt shocked.
Same. I mean, he's obviously in amazing shape.
Yeah. I mean, ridiculous shape.
Which is good, considering he's a professional athlete.
It's good.
It's a good thing.
We're getting closer to training camp, so I feel like I can Google things now. Let me see. Enes Kanter. You have to Google like the weirdest stuff.
Are you Googling shirtless Enes Kanter?
Don't get into my business, please.
Would you rather somebody see your Google history or your text message history?
Oh, either one.
You don't care?
No, I don't care.
Wow. You are. You know what? That answer is kind of scary. Because now I'm thinking that they're both so bad that it doesn't make a difference. You don't care.
There's a lot of pictures with this shirt off.
Really?
These are all. He's had abs, man.
He's had abs.
Yeah.
This is breaking journalism. Let's see this. I'm going to search it too. I'm not even going to do it on incognito. I'm just searching Enes Kanter. What'd you search? Enes Kanter shirtless?
I've got some 2012 abs here.
Yeah, we got some abs. There's some abs there. Enes Kanter on the beach. What is this photo?
You see the guy that's like completely horizontal in the air.
He looks like he's doing a cartwheel, but
he's completely on him. But he looks like, I mean, yeah, I guess he would be much smaller because he's not the size of an Enes Kanter. But it's weird.
That is an amazing photo. I wish. Okay, honestly, every listener should now Google image Enes Kanter shirtless.
You have to.
And see this photo. It's like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th photo from the left. And it's just Enes Kanter with a, how do you describe it? There's like a guy holding his bicep and his calf muscle, and he is balanced horizontally.
He's holding Enes as Enes is, he's not doing a true smile. It's definitely I feel a weird smile. yeah, it's a weird photo.
Here's the thing. Enes never changes in the, like, some guys, there are other guys like this too. There's some guys who don't like, they go into private to change in the locker room, which is like 100% what I would do. I would not really want to change in front of other people. So Enes goes in private. So I've never seen the washboard abs before, but now we've got, this is some abdominal analysis right now.
We've got some evidence here. Just two dudes hanging out. The guy who is hanging on to Enes is wearing gloves.
Yes. Well, he needs to maintain his grip. Enes is probably a little sweaty there. They're on the beach.
Yeah, you guys have to check this out.
Do you think he's got like Stick'Em on, like Orlando Jones in The Replacements?
Or like Dwight Howard? Remember Stick'Em Gate?
That was weird.
What's weird?
That was like the weirdest controversy. It went away so quick.
Yeah. I meant to, because I had access to Vantage Sports, like go and do like pre and post Stick'Em Dwight Howard, but I had like a real job and a life.
You want to talk about Russell Westbrook's book for a little bit? Because I recorded last week. I had John Hamm on, and like 5 minutes after I finished with Hamm, like we were still like chatting on Skype after, and 5 minutes after I finished with Hamm, Russell Westbrook tweets out that he's got a book coming out.
Yeah.
You gonna read this baby overnight?
It's $50, man. I think hardcover.
It's $5, right?
On Amazon, $49.50.
Oh, wow.
Looking at it right now.
It looks like, let's give some reviews of this. Let's literally judge the book by its cover.
Okay, let's do it. It looks like a good coffee table book.
That's what I was going to say. It looks like a coffee table book. Yeah. It's like a Cosmo Kramer style coffee table book.
It is. It's not about coffee tables.
Now, I have one criticism.
Okay.
Because Russell Westbrook criticizes my questions all the time. And Russell Westbrook can say, you know what, Fred? If I criticize him, he can say, you know what, Fred? You never played the game. And a lot of the times that's a legitimate criticism. But you know what? This game I played. I write. I can do this now. So I'm not quite sure what the book is called from the cover. Is it called Style Drivers or Driver's Style? Is it a book about style for drivers?
So I'm looking at this right now, and you can look at, like, you can preview it on Amazon, and it says it's Style Driver.
Well, yeah, it's on the binding of the book, but the design of the book, of the book cover, it could be Style Drivers or Driver's Style.
So it spells out style on one page, and it says, here's how you find out if you are a style driver. Swagger, don't stagger. Taunt your enemies. Yacht rock, let your freak flag fly. And then enema.
Wait, enema?
E-N-E. No, yeah, enema. It's in the book. It's the introduction. It says, do you have what it takes to be a style driver? And then it has the letters of style out, and that's what it says.
Enema? Isn't enema what I think an enema is?
Okay, it says, let's face it, your closest needs a big one. Start by dumping all the basics, the blah and the bland. Okay, I see what he's getting at. Everything in your wardrobe should count. Every t-shirt, bomber, and sneaker should be a thing. Even your socks and undies. Especially your socks and undies.
You know how I know that Russell Westbrook is so much cooler than me? like just so much cooler than I am. Nothing in my wardrobe counts. Absolutely nothing. It's all just like Nike dry fit shirts and like polos.
This is going to be a weird book and I can't wait to read it.
I feel like Russell's such an interesting guy. I feel like it could be fun.
Oh, it's going to be very fun. The word enema is within the first three pages.
I want to know what, wait, why, I'm still so confused. What do enemas have to do with this? Like a style enema?
Yes, that's what he means.
So it's like, I'm trying to figure out what that would be. He's
saying that your closet needs one. Closet. Let's face it.
Oh, so it's like you clean it, because that's like a cleansing, right? An enema is like a cleansing?
Cleanse.
So it's like
cleanse your closet,
like
friend.
Like an anal cleansing of the closet. He couldn't have used like a juice cleanse. He had to go with enema.
Well, it had to begin with an E.
I guess that's true. I feel like you could have.
when you asked me to talk about this book, I was like, I have no idea what I'm going to say. But clearly there's some things to talk about.
Some amazing acrostics.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's an amazing acrostic. I'm down with that. Any acrostic that brings enema into the situation is pretty good.
What's great is that I read like the first three and I was like, oh, I'm going to read this. This is going to be great. And then I got to E and I just like, couldn't even believe it.
The first four are, wait, can you read them again?
Yeah. Swagger, don't stagger.
That's very solid. Swagger, don't stagger is very good. Okay.
Haunt your inmates.
That's extremely in character and very funny and very good. Love that.
Yacht rock with a question mark.
What is that? What does that mean?
Minimize your exposure to everything. Fill your playlist with groovy innovation. Cherry pick your way through the culture and seek out the best. Bowie, Joy Division, King Sunny Aid. That's more like it.
I feel like did you watch 30 Rock?
I've watched some of it.
I feel like there's this kind of running joke in 30 Rock where Alec Baldwin's character, if you ever want to like pitch anything to him, you just have to drop like very business, like keyword, like they're like typical businessy words and he's going to love it. And so like, he's always just talking about like innovation and you know, certain other ones along those lines, synergy. And I feel like a lot of this is like a Jack Donaghy presentation. It's like what you need in your style, synergy, innovation and enemas. It's,
Let your freak flag fly.
Let your freak flag fly is an amazing phrase.
We have to ask Russ about this on Media Day. Someone has to.
Clearly. Obviously, I'm going to ask him about that.
Can you help my... Hey, Russell, can you help get my closet an enema, please?
That's awesome. I'm excited for this. I think it'll be good. And you know what? Russ is a legit good writer. And obviously, I'd help doing this because nobody writes a book alone. And I know he had a ghostwriter on it. But Russ is a legit good writer. Like that that Hall of Fame or that Oklahoma Hall of Fame speech that he had.
Yeah.
Apparently, he did that on his own, like completely on his own. And it was so good. It was so well written. And he's had some other stuff, too. Like his MVP speech was so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
He's a legitimately good writer. And so I feel like this will be good. I'm totally into this. Anything that gives us a little peek behind like Russell's real personality and what he's like with this stuff, I'm totally down for.
I wasn't going to buy this book until 5 minutes ago, and now I'm definitely going to buy it.
It's going to be good. I can't imagine there's like that. How long is it? I can't imagine it's that long. And even so, like it looks like a coffee table book. Like normally a coffee table book, I imagine it's going to be a lot more on like him modeling fashions and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of pictures.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. That's good. Those are the types of books I like.
Yes. It's the only way I can get through them, man.
Who needs War and Peace?
No.
Hey, at least the one thing that Russell will get is if people don't want to pay $50 for it, at least Russell can finally relate to what it's like when people complain to me about a paywall.
That's right.
How do I read your stuff to get by the paywall? You pay for it. That's how.
Just give us your PayPal, and then you can read whatever you want.
I like how people reach out to me and ask me for advice on, hey, I really want to read your stuff, but I don't have a subscription. Do you know a good way to get around the – I feel like really friendly. Like, do you know a good way to get around the paywall? Why in the world would I tell you ways to make me less money? Like, there's a reason the paywall is there. What are you talking about? Like, and every once in a while I'll point out, like someone will say to me, like, why do you have the paywall? Like, why is that there? I'm like, well, I need to make money. That's how our company makes money. I need to make money. And they're like, oh, that's how you make money?
It's like, what else would it be for?
Where do you think the money is going? Where in the world do you think that money is going?
Pay for Fred's stuff, please. It's good. It's worth it.
Unbelievable. I love it. Anyway, Andrew, you got anything else?
I have nothing else.
We provided nothing to anyone on this podcast.
Nothing. Oh, if you listen to Down to Dunk from yesterday, I had Eric Pincus on, and he talked about a lot of salary cap stuff. Sometimes I feel like I have a good grip of it, and then I talk to Eric Pincus, and I'm like, man, I feel like I know nothing. So you can listen to that, and he'll say a lot of really smart things.
Pincus is great. He does an awesome job. Yeah. He's super, super smart. And
yes.
Yeah, he does a great job. Go listen to that and listen to the other Down to Dunk stuff and subscribe to Down to Dunk and follow Andrew on Twitter at Andrew K. Schlecht, S-C-H-L-E-C-H-T. Remember, I'm on Tuesdays, Thursdays, back on Thursday. Head on to iTunes, subscribe to Locked on Thunder. Questions or comments, email lockedonthunder@gmail.com or find me on Twitter at Fred Katz, F-R-E-D-K-A-T-Z. Log on to normantranscript.com. Find all your Thunder stuff there. And you can check out Thunder Road to follow team coverage and what's next for the Thunder. Thunder Road is going to be dormant, I guess is the way I'll put it, for just a few days. I'm taking off this week, and then I'm back to work next week. One final like little vacation time off from writing before we get back to training camp and season preview stuff and all that, because we're coming on it. We got like less than a month now until training camp starts.
It's exciting.
Yeah. It kind of is, except I kind of like my time off, I'm being honest. I have to say, in some ways, the best podcasts are the ones where we just like Google shirtless photos of Enes Kanter.
That was great. I had a lot of fun recording that.
Well, I'm glad we did that, because I feel like a lot of people are freaking out about, oh my God, Enes Kanter has abs. And then I was like, wow, Enes, I had the same reaction, but I was like, but maybe he has before.
He's had them all along. We just didn't know. No one knew except for the guy that was holding on to him on the beach.
You know why? It's because I think he has more stomach definition than he does arm definition.
Yeah.
It's not like who's someone who's like super ripped. It's not like
Serge.
Yeah, there you go. Serge Ibaka, who's just out of his mind ripped. Yeah. Like Serge Ibaka, you see his arms, you're like, oh my God, that guy's definitely really ripped, and you just assume it. Or like Andre Iguodala, you're like, that. Look at that guy's arms. He's definitely insanely ripped. Enes Kanter has more stomach definition than he does arm definition. Some guys have more arm definition than they have stomach definition.
Oh, our guy Shimi Ojale, just crazy arms.
Yes, yes. Well, his chest is also crazy too.
Yes, that dude is ridiculous.
He's huge.
He is.
You know who's like that? Justice Winslow.
Yes, Justice Winslow.
Oh my God, Justice Winslow is just like so wide.
Yeah. He's a beast.
He is. And Stanley Johnson's like that also.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are just, yeah. Ojale, that's why I like Ojale. I still think Ojale is going to be good.
Yeah, I do too.
I like that pick for Boston. Anyway, we are, you ready? Ready to end this thing? Ready to cut this off at the head?
Let's do it. I think we just extended the outro like at least 3 minutes. That was awesome.
Yeah, we did. you know what? Though, so many people are going to miss this part of the conversation because so many people turned it off by now. No, Fred's plugging his stuff. He's reading the end. It's over. It's get out, and that's it. Nope, there's more. If you stuck around, here's your little bonus.
That's right. Ripped guys.
Oh, God. I can't believe we talked about enemas. I was so not expecting to talk about enemas.
It's the beauty of Locked On Thunder, man.
I don't know why I thought the enema line was so funny.
It's funny.
I'm just so immature is really all it is. I'm just like insanely immature that I thought the enema thing was hilarious.
I still do.
It is funny.
It is.
It is really funny. All right. That's it for today. I'm back on Thursday. Until then, Locked On Thunder is locking up.
The High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a tailgate and I want our style to stand out from the crowd.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got all the latest fall styles. Plus, during Old Navy's colossal sale, you'll save up to 50% off store-wide.
Did you say up to 50% off?
I did, so don't sit on the sidelines. Old Navy has the perfect pants from $19, stylish dresses from $15, and comfy tees for the family from just $6 right now at Old Navy and oldnavy.com.
We're cheering for Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 10-2 to 10-10. Select styles only.